Dear friends, now we are going to study a lesson taught by Buddha. So at the beginning of this lesson, I should say something about this one. First start, how when we study, when we learn this lesson, we can get an idea about karma. Karma means result of action. There are two types of karma, good karma and bad karma, good result of action and bad result of action. Then you will know four kinds of heavenly meditation and something about our lives. You know, Buddha taught us this body created by all action that we have done in the past. Then we know, dear friends, we do number of action in various ways. There are many action. So among them, Buddha divided all action for two parts. We know good action and bad action. Good action, it has every action has a result. According to good action, it has a result. We can say to it merit. We call it merit. Because we will feel or we will experience it result with pleasant mind, with happiness. Then next part, bad action. According to bad action, we have to experience it result with unpleasant mind, like unhappiness. Then again, Buddha divided all action into three parts. We can say according to our words, according to our body, and according to our mind. Buddha taught us bodily action and verbal action and mental action. Then among them, mental action is the most powerful one. It's very powerful than verbal action and bodily action. Mental action is the most powerful one. So, dear friends, you know now we practice meditation as a mental action. It has powerful result. Then, so there are a number of mental action. Among them, Buddha told about loving kindness. So, loving kindness, when we practice loving kindness, or if someone has prayed loving kindness, according to that action, he will experience or he will attain special result, powerful good result, like merit. You have heard, I know, about 11 result taught by Buddha. Buddha taught, if you can read this book about loving kindness, you know. So Buddha taught what happened to the meditator. He sleeps well and wakes in comfort, has no bad dreams. One is dear to human beings, one is dear to non-human beings. And when one practices this meditation, the deities protect one, Buddha taught. Then Buddha told, neither fire, nor poison, nor weapon can affect one. one can concentrate the mind quickly, one's face or complexion is peaceful. One dies without any confusion. If one does not attain higher stage of enlightenment, one will be reborn in the Brahma world. In the Brahma world means in higher heavenly world. So, dear friends, when we study this lesson, you will learn, or we can study another benefits. Name of this discourse, Karajakaya, is the Pali or Pali Buddha's language. It means, English means, the body born of deeds. The body born of deeds. This discourse from Anguttara Nikaya, discourses of the numerical discourses of the Buddha. So, at the beginning, this lesson, Buddha teaches. Buddha says, monks, I don't say that intentional deeds that have been performed and accumulated are eliminated without being experienced. Buddha says, and that may be in the present life or in the next life or in some subsequent period or in some future period. And Buddha says, and I don't say that suffering is ended without experiencing intentional deeds that have been performed and accumulated. Okay, so at the beginning, this lesson Buddha teaches about something about karma, intentional deeds, like karma or our action, because we know when we do something, we think about it before do something, we think about it. So, according to this statement, how we can't miss result of action. Okay? We can't miss. So, I can say about people do some kinds of bad deeds. They break precepts. Something like some people, they kill living beings. So, according to that action, it has a result. Buddha taught, when he reborn again, he has a short lifespan. And he will suffer from something like bodily afflictions, sickness, some uncomfortable feelings by body. According to the bad action, it may be in this very life or in next lives or some future period. Then we can say about when some person steal something, what happened? When he reborn again, he will be a poor person. He will be born in poor family. Then is there some wealth? What happened to his wealth or properties, those things will destroy. It may be some natural calamities. Dear friends, according to his action, he has to experience its result. Then, according to this statement, Buddha taught about three different times, the three different time period. It may be in this very life, present life, or in the next life, or future period. Then, again, we can do good things. We can practice good deeds. We can use good words, peaceful words. And we can practice generosity, generous. We can offer something, we can give, we can share. So according to that good action, as a result, what happened, in next birth, he will achieve or he will earn good properties, money, wealth, something like that. According to, then he will reborn in rich family as a result of good action. So those things depend on our action. Okay. Then I would like to say something about special teaching. Buddha taught, when we offer something to Sangha or monks, it has special merit, powerful merit, because it depends on holy life, his virtuous life. Therefore, he can collect special merit. So, dear friend, again, according to this statement, we can't miss our result of action, and he must experience it result. Until he experiences it result, karma, result of action, karma will not disappear. He will experience it result. It may be a big one or a small one. Okay. So this is the first part. Then Buddha teaches monk. So this is the nature of action, okay? Then Buddha say, monks, that noble disciple is rid of desire, rid of ill will, has mind is unconfused, aware and mindful, he meditates, spreading a heart full of love. Heart full of love means loving kindness in one direction and to the second and to the third and to the fourth, like that. In the same way, above, below, across, everywhere, all around, they spread a heart full of love to the whole world, abandoned, expansive, limitless, free of enmity and ill will. Okay? So, Buddha said, according to this statement, Buddha teaches about loving kindness. How we can understand, according to this statement, before start loving kindness or before spread loving kindness, he has to settle his mind. Before start this loving kindness, he controls his mind. Actually, he controls his strong desire, ill will. He clears his mind. He calms his mind. You know, Buddha told that noble disciple is rid of desire, rid of ill will, and his mind is unconfused, aware, and mindful. Actually, when we clean up our mind, after that, we can experience loving kindness. Actually, we can experience our real feelings is loving kindness, because our mind doesn't like to think good deeds. Okay, therefore, before he starts this meditation, he clean up his mind. He give up ill will, strong desire, like that. Now he can spread loving kindness. Actually, he can expand his mind, because we know anytime our mind connects with a little object, because we use narrow mind every time. We think, so when we cook something, we think about that action. Then when we wash something, when we do some activities, it is a very small one. It's a very little action. So at the moment, our mind keeps as a small one. It is not, we can't expand. Therefore, dear friends, according to this meditation, he is going to expand his mind. How? He spread his loving kindness. May all beings in the north be free from anger. He expanded his mind. May all beings in the north be free from ill will, be free from jealousy. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. Like that. He expands his mind with loving kindness. Dear friends, then Buddha teach how the teachers, according to this lesson, when one develops this loving kindness, when one expands his mind, they understand what? They understand, formerly my mind was limited and undeveloped. Now it is limitless and well developed. Whatever limited deeds I've done, don't remain or persist there. He recognizes, he knows about his mind, how when we develop this loving kindness, he knows I had an undeveloped mind or like narrow mind in the past. Okay? But now my mind is developed limitlessly. So he experienced it. He can experience. So I wanted to say this is very, 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 very practical. Okay? He can experience. Then he knows, finally, he knows, is there some result of action that I have done in the past? It is not remain, it is not exist or persist in my mind now. Why? He has a good loving kindness. His mind, it was expanded. Therefore, he can experience, is there some action that I have done in the past? Those actions not exist or persist in my mind. Then he can feel. Actually, so this is, I can say, when we practice this loving kindness, so this is also very special benefit we can experience. I know about some meditators, some young meditators, they practice this meditation. When I talk with those persons, some young person, they had taught with me, how, Bhante, when I feel some uncomfortable feelings, by mind. Especially he told about interview. When he faced some interview, or we can say about when we do some presentation, at the moment we have some uncomfortable feeling. If we can spread, if we can do this loving kindness, it may be 3 or 5 minutes, it's enough. We can settle down our mind. Okay? So therefore, it's very, very important. Then, Buddha teaches again. He asks a question. Monks, what do you think, monks? Suppose a child had developed the hands released by love from their childhood on, would they still do any bad deeds? He answered the question. When one develops this loving kindness in his childhood, would they do bad deeds? They actually, monks replied, "No, Bhante, no, sir. No, sir. Because we know when we practice this loving kindness, he makes wishes, good wishes. So when he practices this loving kindness in childhood, he will not do bad deeds. He will not do something like fight, or he will not hit to other person, he will not kill other beings, and he will not blame, he will not use harsh word. Why? He has a good loving kindness. He will treat to others because he has a good compassion. So, especially when we practice this loving kindness, it leads to virtuous life, holy life. Because according to those wishes, he can keep his holy life. He can keep his wholesome. He can develop his wholesome. Okay? Therefore, Buddha asks, suppose a child had developed the hearts released by love from their childhood on, would they still do any bad deeds? Monks replied, no, sir. No. Then again, Buddha asks, not doing any bad deeds, would they still experience any suffering? Then monks replied, no, sir. The monks said, Bhante, they replied, if they don't do any bad deeds, how would suffering come to them? So, therefore, very beginning this lesson, Buddha taught about karma, or result of action. After that, he taught about loving kindness. Okay? Then, after that, He taught a real benefit, special benefit. What is the benefit? When one practices this meditation, he can experience his mind. How is there some action that I have done? Those action not persist, do not persist or do not exist in my mind. He can experience it. Then after that, he turns, what do you think, man? When one practices this meditation in childhood, Buddha taught, he will not experience, he will not do bad deeds, and he will not experience suffering. Then, Buddha gave special advice. Very special advice. Buddha taught monks, this loving kindness should be developed by women or men. This loving kindness, or hearts released by love, should be developed by women or men. This is the advice. Now you know this discourses about body. What is the name of this discourses? The body born of deeds, but Buddha told about mind. Mind. Now, finally Buddha said, this loving kindness should be developed by woman or man. Why? What is the reason? For neither woman nor man take this body with them when they go to next birth. Okay? For neither woman nor man take this body with them when they go to next birth. It means we can't carry this body in next birth. In next birth. We can't carry this body. Okay? So we know, dear friends, there were many ascetic. They didn't carry their body to next birth. We know there were number of kings in this world, number of president, prime minister, or something like, we can say some sport heroes. Okay? They went, but they didn't carry their body into next birth. They have to give up this body. We know every morning, every day we wash this body. And we brush our teeth like that. Then we maintain our body, we check our bodies, it may be our blood, our urine, we check. But we can maintain, actually we should take medication, but we can't carry this body to next birth. I'm not neglecting body, I wanted to say about real nature. We can't carry this body to next birth. Then, according to this statement, we can understand, we know, we decorate our body. We use jewelry, clothes, and something like some perfume. But we can't carry this body to next birth. We have to give up. Then we drink and we eat healthy foods. Then even we eat healthy food, we can't carry this body to the next birth. Then Buddha taught monks, Chittantaro ayam bhikkave macho. Monks, this translation is, the mind is once inside human beings. However, according to Pali version, it means, I have a good feeling about translation. Actually, it should be, I can say, life is the single frequency of mind. Okay? Single frequency of the mind, single state of the mind. Like that. Because according to our lives, we know according to this statement, how is there a connection with our mind and our body? Okay? It is a little one. It has a little duration, short duration. It's a very small one. It is a very small one. We have seen some people, they died within few seconds, few minutes. Then when we looking at them, they died. We can't stop it. Then it may be an accident or sickness or something like that, but we can't stop it. So this body and mind, between those things, it has a little connection. Little connection. Then we have seen especially, I think you have seen 9/11 incident in America. So there were a number of people, so they died within few seconds, within few minutes. The Buddha taught this life like a line drawn on water. It will not last long. It vanishes quickly. So Buddha says, life is the single frequency of the mind. Chittantaro vayam bhikkavedam. So this is the nature of body. Okay? Then again, Buddha teaches how. So when one develops this meditation, this loving kindness, so this is the next benefit. When we complete this loving kindness, what happens? They understand whatever bad deeds I have done in the past, with this deed-born body, I will experience here. It will not follow me to my next life. Okay? Why? This loving kindness, it's very powerful mental action. When he completes this loving kindness, he can experience this one. So, he can experience if someone has a good loving kindness, he knows about his mind. Is there some bad action that I have done in the past? I experience it in this very life. In this very life. He knew those bad results would go to next birth. Next birth. Actually, he has a complete understanding or complete knowledge, good knowledge. Why his mind grown, his mind grown, therefore he has good knowledge. And he know about his mind, I haven't bad thoughts. He experience unwholesome thoughts not arise, not persist in my mind or on my mind. Okay? He can experience it. He can experience it. He knows about his mind completely. Dear friends, then Buddha taught monks, the heart released by love developed in this way leads to non-return for a wise monk. Here, who has not pertained to a higher freedom. So, according to this statement, Buddha teaches, this loving kindness leads to non-return, means when we complete this meditation, as a result, He will not come to this world again after this life. He will reborn in higher heavenly world called Brahma world. Then after that, he will attain enlightenment. Then next benefit, this loving kindness leads to enlightenment. He has attained full enlightenment when we develop this loving kindness. Okay? Then you should remember Buddha taught about karma, result of action. Then if you want to release from our bad action, we have to develop a special good action like loving kindness. Then when we develop this loving kindness, when we complete this loving kindness, we can experience about our mind. We know about our mind. Is there some action that I have done in the past? Those actions don't follow. He know about his mind completely. My mind is completely pure, like purified. That. Then, dear friends, according to Buddha's teaching, Buddha taught about this loving kindness. There are two ways for spread this loving kindness. Appamana cheto vimutti, mahagata cheto vimutti, you can say release. Limitless release of heart and expansive release of heart. So there is a little part of Anuruddha discourse. Anuruddha is an enlightened monk. There is a little discussion between Anuruddha Bhante and lay disciple called Panchakangiya. Then that lay disciple, Panchakangiya, he asks, dear Anuruddha Bhante, some senior monks have come to me and say, householder, develop the limitless release of heart. Develop the appamana cheto vimutti or limitless release of heart. Then lay disciple say, others have said, householder, develop the expansive release of heart, mahagata cheto vimutti. Now the limitless release of the heart and the expansive release of the heart. Panchakangi asks, do these things differ in both meaning and phrasing, or do they mean in the same thing and differ only in the phrasing? He asks, so is it has same meaning or different meaning, or same phrase or different phrase? Then Anuruddha Bhante teaches, dear Panchakangiya, the limitless release of the heart and the expansive release of the heart differ in both meaning and phrasing. In both meaning and phrasing, those things not same. This is way to understand how these things differ in both meaning and phrasing. Now Anuruddha Bhante is going to say about limitless release of the heart. How about it? Panchakangiya, it is when a monk meditates spreading a heart full of love to one direction. Heart full of love in the one direction or in the north. How limitlessly he spread loving kindness. May all beings in the north be free from anger, ill will, jealousy, be free from mental suffering, physical suffering, may they live in peace and happiness, like that. Then he spread his loving kindness in the next direction, in the north, in the south, in the west, east, and in the same way, above, below, across. Anyway, we know there are a number of beings in the sky. They may be gods or maybe birds, like that. Then there are a number of beings in this earth. Ants, bugs, scorpions, like that. He spread his loving kindness all around the world. Anuruddha Bhante thought, they spread loving kindness to the whole world, abandoned, expansive, limitless, free of enmity and ill will. Then Anuruddha Bhante told, this is called the limitless release of the heart. This is the first way. Second way, how? And Panchakangiya, and what is the expansive release of the heart? What is the Mahagata Cheto Vimutti? Panchakangiya, it's when a monk meditates filling the area, a single tree root as expansive. in area around, in area under a single tree, one tree. Okay? He thinks about little area. Okay, very big, at the beginning of this meditation, he thinks about little area, maybe around one tree. Then, Anuruddha Banti says, this is called the expansive release of the heart. Then again, Anuruddha Banti says, Panchakangiya, again, he expands this area. How? Also, a monk meditates, filling the area, three trees, roots. Okay, he expands that area. Then again, he little by little expand this area. How he first of at the beginning of this meditation, he thinks, may all beings in this place be free from anger, ill will, jealousy. Then, according to this way, he expand this area. May all beings in this village or neighborhood, may all beings in this neighborhood, may they live happily, may they live comfortably like that. Then he expand this area, may all beings in this city, little by little he expands this area, may all beings in this country like that, may they live in peace like that. So, dear friends, so there are two ways according to these discourses. Finally, Anuruddha Banti taught according to his concentration, according to his mindfulness, when he practices this loving-kindness meditation, he will reborn in heavenly world according to his mindfulness as a result. Okay? He will born in different world. Then, dear friend, not only loving kindness. When Buddha preaching this discourse, he taught about another meditation called compassion. So, in the same way, like loving kindness meditation, we can spread compassion. So, according to first method, expansive release of heart, how he spread his compassion, may I be free from bodily affliction, may I be free from mental affliction, and may I be healthy physically, may I be healthy mentally, may I live happily. This is the compassion meditation. Then he expand this area, how may all beings in this place, may they be free from bodily affliction, may they be free from mental affliction, may they be free from, may they be healthy physically, may they be healthy mentally, may they live happily. Then little by little he can expand this area. Finally he thinks, may all beings in this world be free from bodily affliction, be free from mental affliction, like that. So this is the compassion meditation. Or he can spread his loving kindness according to direction. May all beings in the north be free from bodily affliction, mental affliction, like that. Then again, Buddha taught about rejoicing, mudita bhavana. So how, according to this meditation, he is spread, he is rejoicing, home, he is spreading heart full of rejoicing. He expands his mind, he thinks, may I grow in lifespan, may I grow in power, color, pleasure, may I grow in fame, praise, may I grow in wisdom, like that. Then he little by little expand this area. May all beings in this place, may they grow in lifespan, grow in power, grow in color, pleasure, fame, praise, wisdom, like that. Little by little, he can expand his mind. He can expand this area. It means he expand his mind. Okay? Finally, he thinks, may all beings in this world be free, may they grow in lifespan. Or we can practice this rejoicing meditation according to direction. May all beings in the north, may they grow in lifespan, and may they grow in power, color, pleasure, wisdom, like that. Then fourth meditation, it is about equanimity. He spread his equanimity. He expands his mind according to this meditation, how he thinks, may I not be elated by gain. May I not be sad because of loss. He thinks, may I not be elated by praise, fame, bodily pleasure, mental pleasure, like that. Then he thinks, he makes wishes, may I not be sad because of blame, bad reputation, bodily displeasure, mental displeasure, like that. Then he can expand this area. It means he expands his mind. How? May all beings in this place, may they not be elated by gain, praise, fame, like that. He thinks about all beings, may all beings in this place, may they not be sad because of loss, bad reputation, bodily displeasure, mental displeasure. Like that, he can practice. There are four types of meditation. When one practices this meditation, what happens? Actually, Buddha teaches, as a result, he can experience, he will know about his mind. Is there some action that I have done in the past? It may be good or bad, those things not follow me. Okay? He can end his suffering. So, therefore, dear friends, we are very fortunate to hear those lessons, because now we know we can practice or we can develop this mind, and we can miss or we can reduce our bad result of action. Okay? And we can complete our mind. We can eradicate this suffering. So therefore, friends, again I would like to remember this lesson. At the beginning of this lesson, Buddha taught about karma. Then after that he taught about loving kindness. Then finally he taught the loving kindness should be developed by woman or men. Why? For neither woman nor men take this body with them with the go to next birth. We know we can't carry this body to the next birth. But we can give up or we can eradicate suffering. Okay? Eradicate suffering. So, dear friends, therefore, we are very fortunate to hear those lessons. So may all of you have an opportunity to eradicate all the suffering.